one sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes.
It's time again for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away.
And here now is Brother Roloff.
And fills the light with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
Thank you for the valley.
To Colossians chapter 1. Glad our radio friends are tuned in. Colossians, if you were to ask me which is my favorite book of the Bible, I mean as a Christian, see, after I've been saved, you'd say, what is the most delicious, delectable, delightful book of the Bible to you? What would you consider the juiciest, Jesusist, if I could put it like that, book of the Bible? It'd be Colossians. And the first chapter will tell you why. And every chapter, but I love the book of Philippians and even the book of Galatians and Ephesians. But to me, the theme and the heart and the center and even the circumference of the book of Colossians is just Jesus. It's just Jesus. And I just want to read it tonight and trust the Holy Spirit to bless it to our hearts. Now I want to give you one verse. Turn to Matthew. I'm going to see if you're ready. Now, before I invite you to my table, I want you to turn to Matthew, and I'm going to see if you're ready. Now, if you're not, it'd be hard for me to get you to eat. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. I'm going to read it, and then I want all of you to read it with me. I want all of you to read it with me out loud the second time. I'll read it the first time, and I want to see if we're ready. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now let's read it together. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now then, I want to know how your appetite is. He said, you'll be blessed if you're hungry. and if you're thirsty for righteousness, and he said, I'm going to fail you. Now, that's the people that's going to get full tonight. And that's the only one God's going to fail tonight, is the people that are hungry and thirsting after righteousness. Now, you know what righteousness is? That's Jesus. Because he is our righteousness. The Bible said so. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, he said he's our righteousness. And so, we do not have any righteousness of our own, but if you're hungry to be right, and if you're hungry for his righteousness, you're going to get filled tonight. I hope you are. Now then, Colossians chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, have come, well, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints, is that us? To the saints, is that us? Well, it ought to be, because if we're saved, we're saints. And faithful, is that us? To the saints and faithful brethren, whereabouts? In Christ, which are at Colossae, our Corpus Christi. Grace be unto you, and peace. There it is. Where it's coming from God our Father. Where else? The Lord Jesus Christ. You wonder why we haven't had the peace? We haven't gone to the right person to get it. He's our peace. Christ is our peace. Broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Verse 3. We give thanks. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Let me say this. One of the evidences of an unregenerated heart is ingratitude. You never find a sinner grateful. Never. Oh, he might say, you know, like a businessman, thank you, and y'all come again. Thank you. That's just business. Brother, you have no gratitude until Jesus Christ comes into your heart. And until you become grateful for what God has done for you and what other people are doing for you in Jesus' name, you've never been saved. Never been saved. Of demonstrations here right now, in this service right now, you'd tell me, Brother Olaf, I heard that testimony, I treated my mother and dad like dirt. I heard young people say, I spit in their face. I've heard young people say, I spit in Brother Olaf's face and in the face. I just hated. But when Jesus Christ came in, gratitude came with it. And one of the finest graces of the soul is gratitude. I spend hours nearly every day just expressing my gratitude to the people and proving the best I know how that we're grateful. I spend time, and you do too, in precious folks out here, show the people all around the buildings to prove our gratitude to you for having a part. With gratitude, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your money, no. Since we heard of your education, no, sir. We heard about your faith. Ah, where about you got your faith? In Christ Jesus. And of the love which you have to all the saints. Did you get it? That's the order. You show me a man without his faith in Jesus Christ, and I'll show you a man without his love. Oh, we've got a Hollywood lust, but no love. You girls come in here with such a depraved sense of love. You talk to me about some of your experiences, and you're just so in the dark. You're just so dumb about real love. You think because some old boy came along, you know, some old boy that's depraved and sinful and maybe been married two or three times, and yet you thought you fell in love with him. You didn't. Brother, when you fall in love, that love's got to come from God. And you have no wisdom unless the wisdom of God is first what? Pure. Pure. And your relationships that are impure, they're of the devil. And these premarital experiences that you girls and boys out in Radio Land are thinking are all right, you're all wrong, and you're living in the dark, and God's going to judge you not according to your hippie ideals, but according to the Word of God. You wait till you stand before Him one of these days, and He picks up an old black book, same book I preached out of all the time you were here. You're going to say, well, I didn't see it that way. And I didn't agree with Brother Olaf. He said it wasn't Brother Olaf you disagreed with, sister, it's me. He read to you out of the book. and you didn't believe the book, and there's your trouble. I'm condemning you not because you didn't agree with Brother Olof, but because you didn't agree with the truth. I'll judge you out of the Word. And there's our judge right here. God judges. He goes by one book. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints, amen. For the hope, amen. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is coming to you as it is in all the world and bringeth forth fruit, it will. It will. As it doth also in you since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. And when you know the grace of God in truth, you're going to have some fruit about your life. As you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love for bouts in the Spirit. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now, that's our second desire for every girl in the home and every man and woman that works with us. First of all, to be saved, and then to be filled with the knowledge of his will. We've got to find his will. What does God want me to do? What does he want you to do in life? Find his will. We're walking around confused until we find the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Did you know that the wisest thing any man can do is the will of God? It's the wisest thing you'll ever do. Did you know that everybody in the will of God is happy, though misunderstood by the world? Did you know that? Did you know that the friends that used to call me a regular fella when I was living outside the will of God, they consider me sort of a strange fella now? Did you know that there have been people, loved ones, who said, I didn't want you to go so far? I mean, in other words, there's no need making a fool out of yourself over religion. And that's the world. You see, the old Pharaoh said to Moses, said, Moses, you should not go very far. Just don't go very far. Why, he said, I'll have to go 3 days' journey. I'm going as far as God tells me to go. Oh, listen, the will of God, that you might do what? That you might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, always on the increase, strengthened with might, all might. You know, who's got all the might? Jesus. All powers given unto me, he said. Matthew 28, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. Now turn back to Ephesians, please, just a minute. Right back to Ephesians, chapter 3, greatest prayer I just about have ever read in my life. Chapter 3, verse 14, for this cause of bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he'd grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might, there it is, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. You may be rooted and grounded in love. That's love, see. May be able to comprehend or take in with all the saints what's the breadth, length, depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with what? All the fullness of God. Well, we'll come to that again in this chapter in just a moment. Let's read on. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. You say, you mean all that go together? Yes, sir. Patience, long-suffering, joyfulness. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. Not just the darkness now, but the power of darkness, you see. And hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Think about it. We got translated. We got spiritually translated. Now, Enoch walked along with God one day. He was translated. Physically. Now, he said, we've been translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. Isn't that some kingdom to be in? The kingdom of God. The kingdom of his dear Son. We've been translated, spiritually translated. In whom, there it is, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Reckon what all redemption include. Turn to Psalm 103. Will you do that? Job and Psalms and Psalm 103. I wonder how much redemption we've got. What all we got redeemed in him? Well, he said, I got my soul redeemed. Is that all? Well, that's great, but that's not all of it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, Psalm 103, verse 1. All that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth. There it is. He redeemeth thy life from destruction. The devil tried to destroy him today, didn't he? You said that might have been God. No. If God's trying to kill him, he can kill him easy. Fact is, he could just put him to sleep last night and he woke up in heaven this morning. I doubt if the Lord seeks to destroy his people just by tearing the flesh apart. He can take the breath out of them, all right. I imagine experiences like that could be so destructive. They're works of the devil. And so he said, who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Have you ever had your life redeemed? Have you ever come right close to death and you felt like it's all over? And you just about lost your life and yet the Lord plucked you? Many times I've experienced that. I mean, many times. Oh, listen. Not all the times I've told you about, but there have been times when, I tell you, I was having a real brush. I mean, I was... I could just about hear the angels singing. I mean, I was about read the end of the heavenly choir. And the Lord reached down and said, not yet. Not yet. I mean, come on back. And he just kind of grabbed me and slipped me back. And yeah, he redeems my life. He redeemeth thy, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Back to Colossians. Chapter 1. We haven't gotten to the text yet, but we're coming. Who hath delivered us, translated us, redeemed. Notice, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Oh, talk about it. Forgiveness of sins. All my sins are covered. I've been forgiven. I've been born again. Verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him, now we're coming up to it, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones, or dominions, or principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him. You remember the story I read about Mr. Darwin, Charles Darwin? Evolution. And people still try to chew around on that old wore out lie. And it is a lie. This settles it right here. Genesis chapter 1 said, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Can you imagine anything running like the universe does and not having a cause or a causer or somebody that planned it? Think about the song a while ago, my father planned it all. And he did. Did you know, turn to John chapter 1, the Gospel of John, chapter 1. Where did the world come from? Who made it? How did it? What's holding it into being? We'll find that out also in Colossians 1 in a minute. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. There it is. All things. How many were made by him? All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. No problem there. It takes faith to believe it. It takes faith to believe it. I believe it. I believe God made everything. You know why I believe it? It's because I'm a Christian. I have no trouble believing the Bible. Oh, you can call, and sometimes they call us robots, you know, because all of us have a similar experience in Christ. And people like to say, well, that you've got to be mighty stupid to believe the Bible. No, you just need to be saved to believe the Bible. You get saved, I'll tell you what. You think of 40 years ago when the Lord called me into the ministry, and the things that I've seen with these eyes, and where I've been, and what God has done, and what he's had to start with and work with. Don't you tell me there's not a God. Don't you tell me that I'm smart enough to get anybody saved or to build homes and take care of thousands of people over these years. Let me tell you something. That's the work of grace. That's God's work. And I mean, He knows that I give Him the glory for it. I praise His wonderful name for all that He's done. And you can go out of here and lie and cheat and steal and say it's nothing to it. You won't faze me. I mean, they can line up. Listen, there could be 100 devils lined up and stick their tongue out at me. It wouldn't faze me because I can just try to... I mean, these infidels and atheists that are running loose in the country today, all these Satan worshippers and homosexual boys and laughing at a holy God, but I've already met Him. I know Him. And you couldn't take that away from me at all. No, sir. I mean, I believe I'd go in the lion's den for this. I believe I'd hit the fire furnace for this. And Jesus is still able and willing. And so He said, He's the image of the invisible God, for by Him are all things created in heaven, in earth, visible, invisible, thrones, dominions, principalities, powers. All things were created by Him and what? For Him. This old world's pretty dumb the way we use things. Some of you folks think you can just kind of get selfish, you know, and just kind of take the dry rot. Did you know the cancer of American society? Selfishness and arrogance and conceit. We're about the proudest nation, I guess, in the world. Oh, listen, we've built our empire and empires, and we've dug the ocean depths for oil. I flew back 50, 75 miles out over the Gulf the other night. The Gulf of Mexico was lit up like cities. You know what it was? Oil wells. Oil wells. Why, you'd think, listen, they've made trails across that water. Those helicopters have landed out there on those at those rigs and those boats and so forth. And I mean, they've dug to the belly of the earth to get out the black gold. And they say we've conquered the land and the sea and the air. I didn't know that. Looks to me like it's about conquered us. What we say we've conquered, we've polluted. Did you know that? And in the end, it'll bite like a serpent and sting like an adder. Ah, listen, we have dissipated, and we have literally raped the good things of earth, the water. Now then, did you know that even the fish are dying in the sea? They can't live. Even the old plastic bags that they've thrown out have killed the big sea animals and so forth, and the various things that are in the sea. They'd swallow those old plastic bags and they couldn't do anything with them. And so they're trying, and yet it's getting awful late, you know. See, man has ruined everything he's ever touched his selfish hand to.
We are delighted that you joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff. The title of the message today is How's Your Appetite? Now, to receive this message on a CD, simply ask for offer number RO3464 and include a gift for $10 or more to help us with shipping and handling. We'd like to have today's date and the call letters to this radio station. To order by credit card, call toll-free at 1-800-772-7507. Or you can write us, the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. Our special offer for the month of April is entitled They That Sow in Tears. It is a collection of songs sung by various duets that were some of Brother Roloff's very favorites. Some of the songs sung are Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary, They That Sow in Tears, He Is So Precious to Me, All Your Anxiety, The Blood That Stained the Old Rugged Cross, and My Jesus Knows, and many more. To receive this CD, ask for offer number RO333. That's 33 is RO333. And a gift of at least $12 to cover the cost of shipping and handling. We would appreciate an additional gift to help the ministry continue on in your area. We also appreciate the many kind letters that we receive from day to day, and here's one that I'd like to share with you from Nashville, Tennessee, that reads something like this. Dear friends, please receive the enclosed donation in addition to what I normally send. I thank you for your Spirit-directed program that does not blush to speak the name of Jesus. Your radio program is sorely needed, especially by me. I also thank the Lord for the other ministry that you have, and I pray that the Lord will continue to strengthen and direct this broadcast ministry. We certainly thank that friend from Nashville for that letter and for the other kind letters that we receive. We also appreciate your listening to the broadcast every day and giving us the call letters to the radio station of which you're listening to. That is so important at this time. We thank you for your many kindnesses to keep the Family Altar program on the air, and those gifts certainly are needed at this time. Again, the offer is They That Sow in Tears, offer number RO333. The address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. Now, the toll-free number, in case you would like to give us a gift by credit card, is 1-800-772-7507. Now, this is Gene Price speaking for the staff, wishing you a wonderful day, and we're looking forward to being with you again here on the Family Altar Program.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by Blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and He made the wounded whole by the waters of Blue Galilee.